The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to. All right, welcome to the Cardassian Podcast.
Yeah,
I'm glad you all are here.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
Is that how we open it?
No, we welcome them, Courtney. Like, welcome to.
See what happens when I don't open up? See what happens? It just all falls apart.
It's their choice if they want to be here, so. Hey. Well,
it's like welcoming them to your house.
Okay, three,
yeah,
two,
I don't want anybody coming over.
Welcome to the Cardassian Podcast, everybody. How are we feeling?
Welcome to me, Caso.
What?
The welcome's already done. You've worn out your welcome, Kim.
That's what house in Italian. Mi Caso is two.
Yeah. I think I'll just start the podcast every time because apparently me just trying to let you two try.
Well, I think we did a pretty
I took
good
the
job.
Reins perfectly. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you kind of just rejected whoever was listening.
Anyway.
It's their choice.
It is their choice, Kim, and we should respect that. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well out there. I hope you're having a so watermelon day, night, evening, whatever you're doing. And
probably night. Good night, everybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we have a lot of afternoon listeners, and that's fine. If you're going
night listeners.
Okay. I hope everybody's having a good afternoon. Okay. So what we're going to do now is get into the first segment. Okay. So, well, not the first segment, but I have some things to talk about first.
Well,
so,
if we could, you know, hurry up and do this.
Well,
that'd be great.
If your intro wasn't
to be.
If your intro wasn't so atrocious, maybe we'd be done. Okay. You can grab some classic That's So Watermelon merch at shopsmgm.com still shopsmgm.com. And you can subscribe to the Cardassian Podcast YouTube channel where we're going to be uploading past and new podcasts. And you left your questions and comments for us at smgmproductions.com/podcast. And now we're responding.
They have to know where
I don't
to go.
Get. Listen, listen to.
Yeah, but do you know how many people I see saying, like, where do we leave
68.
Questions?
Well, that is their own problem.
Every
maybe
time
they should
you
listen.
Wow.
Every time you say it super fast, Chloe, like, how are they going to know? If you just say, how are they?
I think maybe everybody else who's figured it out can too. Like, that's
not
what
if they're
think.
New. Not if this
yeah,
is their
I
very
think,
first
Kim,
podcast.
I think you're saying that listeners are stupid and can't figure it out.
I'm saying they need it said slower if this
they
is
are
their
intelligent.
First podcast.
They're intelligent. They can figure
if
it out.
You literally told them not to listen.
If this is your first podcast.
I said it's their choice to listen.
Literally do your research and like click on any of the other ones if you want to hear it because I'm not repeating myself.
Well, before if they go back to like episode 2, it was different where you used to leave.
Okay, well, I guess they'll just have to keep listening and listen through
and
all of them.
And if they decide to stop after they're like, well, let me go to
present.
This old place. And then they're like, there's no thing to leave comments and questions.
It's called rewatchability, okay? Rewatchability and re-listenability. So if you want to, you have to keep tapping back. It only helps the podcast, Kim.
SimGMProductions.com/podcast.
I thought you were a business. Oh, well, apparently you're not. Apparently, so you want to help the podcast listeners, but you don't want to help your own company. So that's
my company is doing just fine. Business is grooming.
In the red. Great.
Well, okay, Kim.
Okay. First comment or question. Trey Connor.
Two first names.
Yeah.
Hey,
Cardassians. Lots of love to the true fighter and survivor, Chloe. Much love to you, Trey. And the most energetic sister, Courtney. Well, that's
you're debatable. Welcome.
Energetic.
That's debatable.
That could be described in many different ways.
The off energizer camera, bunny on heroin.
Off camera, she's a social butterfly energizer, you know, sim bunny. But I have a question for the scam artist, Kim. Here we go.
I think they meant to say artist.
I used the Glow moisturizer, and now my body emits extreme amounts of radiation and kills everyone in my vicinity.
Wow.
I am writing this from the lab where I'm now being studied. I want a full refund, and I'm suing you for this. It's so not watermelon. Kim, go ahead. Well, give your BS answer.
It's not BS. Inconvenient.
If BS means the truth, then sure, I'm about to spit that truth. The thing, well, first of all, you're not getting a refund whatsoever. That's one of our
Kim. They're being studied in a lab because of your
you know what
product.
That's called being an interesting person, an interesting subject, and maybe they're just like, this person is so extraordinary. We're
that they can't
study
have a
them.
Refund.
Or the person is so toxic
that just happens.
They need
to
isolate them.
Now that moisturizer. It was originally a moisturizer, but then we did turn it into
what?
A different kind of product.
What does that mean?
That we found was more, well, when we first tested it, we did what's called patch testing. And so we put a little bit on a subject's hand and we noticed
a lot. Did you pay
the
subject?
No. We noticed a lot of insects were coming towards it. And we were like, okay, well, we need to do something to get these insects away. And so we put in a special formula to make sure the insects stayed away. And not only did they stay away, they died. And we're like, okay, well, this is great. You can look beautiful. You can feel fresh and not have to worry about mosquitoes.
Oh,
Kim,
so
you're so full of
you did
you
not
have to
make
worry about mosquitoes and flies because you're just gonna glow,
Kim.
Without
you, they have bug spray for that, you stupid bitch. They don't need your help.
So yeah, so you created a bug spray.
You can have no. It's a 2-in-1. It's a moisturizer that happens to be a bug spray.
This moisturizer
that does
not
mean you should be wearing it out around people.
This
though,
moisturizer. Was not sold as a
bug
spray.
If you looked in section 3, paragraph 2A, you can see that it says don't be within a, like, if you're going to be in an elevator, that's not going to work out.
Oh my
God. And
if
Trey was near people in an elevator wearing this moisturizer, of course.
Okay, Kim, is there any advice you want to give to the scientists that are actually working on this victim?
Have fun, like, whatever you do in life.
Okay, we're
horrible.
But no, you're not getting a refund, and I'll see you in court.
We are just going to move on, because clearly you're never going to help these people. Next person, rat, is Kayo Rat.
Or Kuyo?
Yeah. Hello to Kardashian. It says hello to Kardashian. This is TWO. So I guess it's just
I wonder which
no, it says hello to the two.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
Read it.
Hello.
It says hello to the two.
Oh, well, that means there's only two. Hello to the two Kardashian sisters. Yes.
I know
there is three of you, but a recent turn of events has caused me to only like Kim and Courtney. Okay, see, first of all,
this is getting good.
You're incorrect. You are incorrect.
Rat.
Wow. What kind of name is Kayo anyway?
Kuyo.
Oh, well, it sounds like you know how to pronounce it because it sounds like a plant. All right.
No, it just looks like it
says. Just because. It's not in your favor, Chloe. You think it's a plant.
You don't know what it's
like.
Do
you hear me judge people when they compliment glow, glow, glow?
I've never seen anyone, but maybe this will happen.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Last week was my mom's 50th birthday. To celebrate, I purchased the limited edition glow, glow, glow pop juice. Sorry, that's how I am. I picture them. I purchased the limited edition Glow 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 Pop Juice and Booty Booty Pop Juice. I used the Glow 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 as instructed. Wow. Mm-hmm. I shook it forcefully and set it the floor. I set it on the floor. Okay. It erupted into a violent explosion and created a mini firework show.
That sounds awesome.
It was perfect.
It is pop juice.
Okay, Kim, but was that what it was
made
for?
You are supposed to drink it, but that is a...
Exactly.
That's the one way to do it. At least it wasn't in the body.
Well, they said it was perfect.
Well, you're welcome, Kuyo or Kayo.
Shut up. I then grabbed the gallon-sized booty booty pop juice. I shook it and nothing happened. That's because nothing's supposed to happen. I ended up shaking it so hard the cap flew off and its contents drenched my mother. Her ass inflated to 7 times its size instantly, causing her to fall backwards, cracking her skull and causing a small earthquake. The hospital was able to reverse the effects, but I was charged $10,000 in medical bills. I am traumatized.
That's not that much, luckily.
My question is to Chloe. Why would you advertise a product as pop juice if it doesn't pop when I shake it like the Glow 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 does? It's very dangerous to falsely advertise products that can affect your health.
This is great.
Okay,
it says stay watermelon Kim and Courtney.
First of all, okay, this sounds like a very misguided person. First of all, Kyo or Kia, whatever, you're not supposed to shake booty booty pop juice. You're just supposed to drink it. What makes you pop is your booty. That's what it's supposed to do.
Their mom's booty definitely popped.
Okay, first of all, Glow 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 pop juice is a knockoff. And first of all, an exploding thing is not supposed to
be. Absolutely not.
You said yourself, it's not for fireworks. You said you're supposed to drink it.
I object.
So it makes stomachs explode?
It's done different types of explosions, but I'm glad it worked out. This isn't about Glow Glow Glow. This is about booty booty pop juice and the justice that
we have a hotline that you can actually call for issues like this. If you truly have a case, then we will actually listen, unlike other businesses.
Chloe, are you going to help handle the $10,000 in medical bills?
Listen, like I said, call the help line and we'll discuss what happened.
That's a no.
Did you shake? No. We have actually, anytime there's a problem, we will actually pay if there is a case. Now, we are not going to turn you away. We are going to listen to you, but you have to call, dumbass. You have to call to figure out what the problem is. Instead of going into the simgmproductions.com/podcast,
we'd
tell them to come here, though.
To like speak truth when nobody will listen, but we have a company
that will
listen. That's the whole point. So really, you're stupid.
Chloe, their mother now has an ass. That is 7 times its size.
Well, they reversed the effects, though.
And you were so exaggerating with that earthquake, okay? No such thing.
If she fell backwards, how did she crack her skull if her ass is 7 times
the issue.
The size?
Here's
was
the
it like
issue.
A, like
it
a,
rolled back, I guess.
Here was the
like
issue.
Like a teeter, like, you know.
First of all, you're not supposed to drink booty booty.
That could
booty
be fun pop. For the family.
You're not supposed to drink booty booty pop juice or shake it all at once. You're not supposed to shake it and you're not supposed to drink it all at once. The instruction says 1 ounce a day, not a whole bunch. Like, so this is a issue of not following instructions. But
Chloe, what does booty booty pop juice taste like?
But we'll be happy to give you a refund. We'll be happy to give you a refund. It's a mixture. It's like a fruit punch. It's like a fruit punch meets like a cough syrup. But it's not
it
like
it probably tastes better than Glow, 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 pop.
It's not
pop
supposed
juice.
To be about the taste. It's supposed to be about
We're
the result.
We're still testing out the flavor. A lot of reviews came back saying it tasted
like fuel,
like an explosion.
No, it tasted like if you licked a dry erase marker. But we're working on that. We're probably going to add like a little bit of orange to that. We can't get rid of that taste, and it will stay in your mouth for 48
Strawberry
hours.
Strawberry would be better.
That's why we have a fruit punch. We have a variety. But anyway, listen, call the helpline. And if you truly have a case and you're not a plant, then they'll help you out. We'll give you a refund. Wow. But as far as you being stupid and shaking booty booty pop juice and injuring your mother. Oh, and happy birthday to your mother. Moving on.
I thought you had a New Year resolution of like, weren't you doing just
that
like
was 2021, honey. This year is no BS.
I thought it was the beginning of this year.
That was 2021. I know how fast things new year, new Chloe was 2021. 2022, it's about I am not taking any BS. Anyway.
But you were doing meditation like the last.
Yeah, that was called anger management. Whoa. This is just me defending my company and saying, hey, if you truly have a problem, take it to the help hotline where we actually answer. You know what I'm saying?
So it's your company. I thought you just represented it.
I do just represent it. But over time, they've given me more assets.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Moving on. Echoy. Echoy.
Echoy.
I feel like we've had them before.
Bless you.
Echoy sounds familiar.
Echoy, maybe sometime in the past couple of years. Hi. I'm a longtime listener of your podcast, and you gals rock. My questions are, you get one question. No. If each of you...
Just read them all and we'll pick one.
Fine. So easy, right? If each of you could be an animal, which animal would you be? I think
we've answered that before.
To Chloe, how are you so freaking amazing, fabulous, talented, a fighter and survivor, and just awesome all around? I think we should answer
that one.
Do Courtney and Kim not feel intimidated by your glorious presence? Thank you, Chloe, for showing the world how to fight and survive. Wow. I think we should answer all of these except for the first one, because he did that. So
it sounds like just a question for Chloe, basically.
How do you two not feel intimidated by me?
Easily, because she doesn't have a glorious presence.
Not at all.
It's an aggressive presence, and that could be useful. Mm.
And she's really tall, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really tall. You're just very short, Courtney.
I'm not intimidated by her.
She's really great at reaching stuff on a top shelf for us.
Metaphorically and physically.
If a waiter gets our meal incorrect, she's the one to say something so we
Somebody
can just sit
to.
There on our phones.
Yeah, she's just aggressive, but we're not intimidated by that.
I'm not aggressive.
We use it.
Is a bitch. She's a glorious bitch. We could say that.
I'm not a glorious bitch. I'm a glorious fighter and survivor. And I think that this person is very honest. Anyway,
I think Chow is misguided.
Did you all want to read the other part of these, answer the other part of these questions? Or
Tiger.
Oh, well, okay, you two don't have to. But how am I so freaking amazing, fabulous, and talented? Well, listen, I'm not going to say none of it didn't come with time and practice. When you have two sisters like these, whom I love, I love them, but they're very aggressive and they can be very hard.
It sounds like you're just trying to blame other people.
I don't have to accept what I am. Like, I mean, I can't accept who I am. I've already accepted who I am. So
you do not.
So it's just about time, like I had to grow into being a fighter and survivor. I wasn't born one, like I was created. I was created and by my environment.
You were mistakenly named it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
No, you just helped me realize what I finally was able to put a name.
We made a mistake. Biggest mistake we've ever made on this podcast.
All you did was give me a name. And sometimes labels are important to people. Sometimes they're not. For me,
gave you a new name. And I'm pretty sure that suits you.
And clearly it's inspiring people.
Stupid bitch.
Glorious bitch. A glorious bitch
is good.
I'm the glorious bitch. Take that. Thank you. I'm a fighter, survivor, glorious bitch. All right.
Moving
on. Go back and listen,
A Chow, to the answer in the last question, and that will tell you everything
Our fans will know where that episode is, where we accidentally called Chloe a fighter and survivor.
There was no accident.
It was not intentional.
You two, that was very natural, organic conversation.
It was definitely an accident.
And I didn't force it upon you. You just said it and it just clicked.
God.
So thank you.
Done. I'm done with this.
That's so watermelon.
Watermelon. All right, Kim. It's all you.
Chloe, you just literally stole my introduction from me by saying that.
I gave y'all the introduction at the start, so
it was like a transition.
That I didn't need. The transition is us singing. And then I intro.
So love it.
Oh my God. Wow. Did I interrupt your
Well, we can edit any of this out. Like, we don't have to, we don't even have to just do it like as if we didn't say anything. We'll edit it out.
Yeah, just move on.
It won't be in the podcast. No.
It better not be in the final podcast.
It won't be. I promise. I'll listen.
Tell the engineer.
I will.
Okay.
And we'll tell the audio editor. The engineer has nothing to do with it, but
I don't know how this works.
Listen, we'll take care of it, Courtney.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so
not. So not watermelon.
Just wow, so they can hear it more. Why would you interrupt her introduction?
So they can hear it more clearly.
First topic, yoga. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I love yoga.
Well, I can do yoga, but you guys can't.
I do yoga.
I'll say for me, I attempted. It's a bit hard when your weight
and when you're texting
has a certain distribution.
Yeah, it doesn't work out. You guys fall over a lot.
Here's the thing. I'm very good at the laying down. Like anything, like when like you're just laying down or whatever, I'm really good at that. I tried yoga. I love fitness. I love exercising. I'm all about it. But with yoga, it just didn't. It didn't agree with
it's
me,
not,
but I love
the
practice.
It's very discriminatory against body types that you've put together.
Well, we chose this, Kim. You know, well, yoga didn't.
That's what I'm saying, well, but that's definitely discriminating against dental work.
At least Kim stays awake. Chloe, you fall asleep during yoga.
That's because I just
you
got,
are very good at the laying down.
Yeah.
I just got done working out, and then they tell me to go do yoga to, like, open yourself back up. I'm like, I'm exhausted, so I will do the laying down dog.
The instructor will say shift position, and everybody moves except Chloe.
Except Chloe, yeah.
I'm tired.
That is true.
I'm tired.
And I have to do, like, modify. I don't do it often, but I'll do, like, a modified
forever
move. If they're saying, like, to balance, forget it.
Kim, you're literally texting.
Well, okay, I text, but maybe I have a business to run.
And they're like, Kimberly,
you guys
focus.
Aren't good at,
like, oh.
You guys aren't good at focusing and centering yourself.
And sure,
you
I left in the
I
middle.
I can block out the world pretty easily.
Well, you're
yes,
too mellow.
I will say, I think Courtney is doing yoga all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
If it's about yourself and, like, closing off the world.
I'm a master.
Courtney was born doing yoga.
Yeah.
If
but anyway.
If that's what the rules are.
I think
yeah,
yoga is
I'll
so.
Text.
I think.
Yeah. It's so watermelon.
I think it's the watermelon. It's just not for me.
It's nap time for you, Chloe.
Yeah, it's because I just got done working out. People see yoga as a workout. I was like, I'm sorry. It's not my choice, but the
it's
music is
so
soothing.
It's not always after your workout.
Yes, it is.
You still fall asleep.
Well, listen, with that music being so soothing all the time and they just tell you to lay down, it's like not a good move. Anyway,
you're not in a spa. You're supposed to be concentrating and stretching.
And they're like whispering and stuff.
First of all, dumbass, it isn't a spa. My yoga place isn't a spa. I only went twice, didn't work out. So let's just move on. Okay.
It's you don't remember it because you were asleep.
I didn't say I didn't. Well, obviously, if I was asleep, it didn't work out, bitch.
Didn't the class leave? Because they have another class that comes in after.
Me and you left along with the class and we left Chloe there.
Yeah.
It's the best day of my life.
Best sleep of your life.
Yeah.
You got a couple hours.
Moving on. It's a watermelon if you don't do it with your sister. So.
Next topic, Batman. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I think Batman is so watermelon because I think he's hot. But
we've
that's
never
about
met
it.
Him.
He's just a rich vigilante.
I know that Prudence and Zach met him.
Yeah.
But we haven't met him.
I'd rather not, because if you do meet the Batman, then usually that means there's danger afoot. And we've been in a lot of danger and not a single finger was lifted. The Avengers helped us.
It? I don't get why he took it upon himself to be the
Kim,
person
he lost
who...
his. He
when
lost
you have
his
a
parents.
Lot of when you have a lot of money, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
Kim,
that's
he literally weird. Lost his parents.
You think Batman? Okay, but do you think if Batman wasn't rich, he'd still be doing this?
He couldn't.
He
afford
would just
it.
Die faster.
Listen, there are so many,
he'd get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
There are so many superheroes that aren't rich that do what they do. Somehow they manage, okay? Batman.
Yeah, I'm sure they have some kind of superpower.
In crappy apartments, and he gets to be off. Like, how about you take that money and give back to the people?
A big mansion doesn't equal a big life of, like, liveliness and people in the mansion.
He f***s a cat.
Listen, nothing really happens in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So it mainly happens in Sim York. So everything goes down there.
Yeah, and when we visit there, it's a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So,
but the Avengers
Batman is like
that time.
Batman is like half watermelon, I guess.
Yeah, in between so watermelon, so not watermelon.
I'd say he's so watermelon, not paying attention to Kim's cat comment, because I'm not exactly sure what she meant.
What? Look it up.
Okay, but I think he's a watermelon, but not as watermelon as, say, the people who saved us.
Next topic: clear soda. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
It depends.
I think a lot of my favorite sodas are clear. Like, I love some Sprite when I used to drink soda.
No. I just think you should be upfront about what you are. And if you're not a color, how do I know what I'm drinking?
Excuse me? How can a soda be upfront?
Well, okay. If it's lemon, like Sprite is lemon, right? Or is it lime?
Something.
If it's that, then be yellow.
You want it to look like piss.
Well, Mountain Dew got away with it.
If you want that,
it doesn't look like a mountain.
Then you should have like a mellow yellow if you want something like that. Mountain Dew is green.
Mountain Dew is yellow.
It's
greenish yellow.
It's green and mellow yellow. I think it's called mellow yellow. It's yellow, you know? But like, it sounds
orange
like
is orange. Are you going to drink an orange soda, which you should, if it wasn't orange? No.
I wouldn't drink it regardless. Okay.
Yes, well, you should.
I prefer orange juice, but.
And strawberry
that's
soda
neither here nor there.
Is, I expect that to be red, though. I expect cherry to be red.
First of all, there's not a lot of clear sodas.
There aren't.
If
so
you think about it.
I think that I give a lot of respect to the sodas that don't use dyes.
They're
but
just
we don't
liars.
Drink a lot of those.
Although
liars.
Although I have to say, I do love a good dark soda. Every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't.
I do. I love a Coke dark.
I'm off dark soda right
I love,
now.
I love a Dr. Pepper. I love a Pepsi. I love a Mr. Pepper, a.k.a.
Coca-Cola.
Dr. Pepper. I said Coke. It's the same thing. But I love it dark. So I love them dark sometimes.
It's not
sometimes
the same because some people call Pepsi Coke.
Some people just
They're
call
just
soda
stupid.
Coke. Call it pop.
Soda
I've never
pop.
Called soda
I hate
pop.
When people call it pop.
Give me
Get
some
me
pop.
A bottle of that pop.
Yeah.
It's soda.
Yeah.
They say that in the Southwest.
I think it's so watermelon just because.
It's so not watermelon.
Because
there's not enough of them.
There's not enough of
not
them.
Enough
the,
variety.
Ones that are, the ones that are out there, 7-Up.
There's also
Sprite.
Like the clear American, whatever. That
Sierra Mist.
That's not. I don't consider that soda, though.
Yeah, that's
Sierra
more
Mist.
Like.
Which
Again,
is basically
if something
Sprite.
Is lime, just make it a tinted little bit of a tinted yellow.
No, lime isn't.
Or green.
It's not green though. That's just the skin. Whatever. I think they're so watermelon.
A lime is green.
I appreciate them not using diet and caffeine.
As if you know the ingredients.
I don't, but I know that the dark ones have caffeine.
I'm already over this clear soda. It's so
clear
not
soda
watermelon.
Is so not watermelon.
Strawberry
just
soda is
front.
The best, but clear
I
soda is good too.
No, I don't need you lying to me. I want to know what's going in my body, what color I am about to put in me.
It's called a label.
It's called change the color, so I know.
Fine, Kim. You can add dye then.
And having
yeah, because you could just read the label.
I don't. You think
Chloe
I have
had a
time
point
to
there.
Read a whole label? When
One
I could just
word.
See the color and be like, oh, that's great because it's purple.
Because you have the ability to, yes.
I'm a visual learner.
Then read.
Next topic, beaches, so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Did we ever talk about beaches before?
I think, well, we had mentioned like,
I think I remember talking about
what you can do on the beach. Yeah.
I like a beach except for the sand and the water and like the tourists and like getting there and like the sun. But everything else I love.
But beaches are, other than those things, beaches are great.
Yeah. So watermelon.
Watermelon, if you just get rid of the sand and all that water.
And the people. And
the umbrellas.
The tanning.
Well, yeah, there's other ways to tan. If you got rid of those things,
the beach would be amazing. I love it. Get out there.
Sand isn't always... It's a lot harder when the crevice is deeper.
It's not pleasant.
All I need is the surfer dudes there, and then I'd be good. Yeah. Bring the beach home. You know what I mean?
So then you're not going to the beach?
Yeah.
I just said I love the beach.
Well, we all do, except for the things we listed.
Yeah. So they are the watermelon.
If there was just like a little bit less water at the beach... Like, if there was a way to, like, have something where you can contain the water you're in.
A theme park.
And, like, have just the right amount of water. Like a beach at home.
A pool.
Well.
Anyway. I love it, except for those things. So, it's so watermelon.
Yeah, so watermelon. Right. Mm-hmm. Pools are better. Mm. Yeah.
I think we're in agreement on that.
There's no sand, and the water you can control.
Well, Kim, if you don't have
beaches are so.
Kim, if you don't have the sand,
beaches are so watermelon, but we just don't need to go.
If you don't have the sand, the water, and the sunshine, then like, how is it a pool? Like, it's not the same. It's not the same experience. It's better without.
Indoor.
It's better without all those things, but still. Anyway.
So watermelon.
Yeah, it's so watermelon.
Last topic, Barbie. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
She set the standard.
I'm kind of jealous of that bitch. Yeah.
I think she does too much. Like, really? Yeah.
You think like she Barbie, does too much?
Yeah. I think she's been a doctor. And not only is she a doctor for people, she'll be a vet. And then she
needs to pick a profession and stick to it.
Picks, like,
she's been pregnant.
She's done so many different jobs. Isn't anybody questioning?
She's been
like,
a vlogger. She's been
a teacher.
How she's gotten all those jobs.
A lifeguard.
Yeah. Do you imagine looking at her resume and it's like you stayed at these jobs for a year or less?
I would say a couple months.
Listen,
bounce to another one. I'm sure she's been a marine biologist,
a lawyer, and a good one.
Go to school. Where's educated Barbie? Like, is there a college Barbie?
I'm pretty sure there's a college and a high school Barbie. There's all the Barbies.
She doesn't have a degree. Is this like a catch me if you can situation?
Here's the thing. I think there's a Barbie for everyone in the sense that you can relate to whatever Barbie you want to be.
Do you just want
to? Of course there is. Do you just want to be a party Barbie? You can get that Barbie. Do you want to be a low down, doing nothing Barbie, just chilling at home? You could be that Barbie.
Is there a burglar Barbie?
Probably customized.
Like, is she a criminal?
There might be.
If there's not, there's a customization one. I'm sure of it. So I don't think that we have to see it in Barbies and everything. Each Barbie is their own. Do you know what I mean?
No.
There's been a blush Barbie.
It's all the same, bitch.
I think Barbie's having an identity crisis.
Well, listen, I think Courtney said that she was jealous, so I think there's something deep about that. Is it because she does so much and you do so little?
Yeah.
Does she make you feel jealous because she does so much and you made the decision to just do you?
Kind of.
There's not a podcaster Barbie. Hey, there's nothing. I don't think there's a podcaster Barbie. There's probably a radio Barbie, but I don't know if there's a podcaster Barbie.
She's accomplished a lot in a very little amount of time.
No, that's the thing. It's not a very little amount of time. She started on paper, Courtney, literally. She was a flat piece of paper and she evolved from all the way from the spanning from the 50s or the 60s. So it wasn't just, it was very gradual.
Barbie's also done yoga. There's a radio DJ Barbie.
Okay, that's not the same.
I'm sure she's gone to the dentist too, because there's no way you could stay looking like that.
Barbie's definitely gone to the dentist, and she's been a dentist too.
Anyway, I think she's so watermelon.
She's so watermelon, but like, calm down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. Now it's time for segment 3, Who's the Smartest? Which is usually me in any case.
That's not part of the intro.
Actually, I won last year, so.
Actually, I'm the winner right now, and that's what matters.
Those were all accidental.
Very much so.
Anyway, we're given 3 random words we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First word, vivat. V-I-V-A-T.
Or vivat.
Is it vivat or vivat?
Vivat.
How would I know, bitch?
Vivat.
Because you said it's usually you. You said you're usually the smartest, so.
Maybe it's vivat.
Vivat. Las Vegas. I think vivat sounds like something that, I don't know, it just kind of sounds like something that, it sounds like a weapon to me. It sounds like some sort of like weapon that I don't know how to describe it. Like, I don't know if it's like an axe or like a sword or like a dagger or something, but it sounds like he drew out his vivat. You know what I'm saying? Like a knife of some sort. Yeah. So that's my guess, a vivat. Very fancy.
A vivat. Sounds like when it's just like describing something that's living, like people are
vivat.
I think it just described anything that's living. So like a plant is vivat, a person is vivat, animals are vivat.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
vivat.
So yeah, we are here. We're breathing. We are vivat.
Courtney,
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, we are. Vivat.
I think it means something that's vivid,
like a painting,
like
or
clear.
Like
it's
drawing.
Vivid. I could see it vivat.
Yeah, that's very vivid. That's vivat.
So,
that's
like vivat. When you're at the eye doctor, they're saying like one or two. Is that vivat?
Sure, it is the sexier way to say it.
Eye doctor should say that instead of one or two.
It means a long live, to express a claim or support for a specified person or thing, like long live the queen or something.
Well, I think I should get half a point because I said living.
Kind of.
Are you sure you're not looking up Viva?
No, it's Vivat.
Wow.
It's an exclamation.
Vivat. Well,
maybe it's like cheers or something. Maybe you should get, okay, maybe half a point.
It's a half point because she said live. Yeah.
So something that is living, to express something that is living.
Shut up. Fine. You got a half point.
A cry of a vet as a salute or cheer.
Okay. Wow. So it's just something that they say when they hold up their drinks. Vivat.
Vivat to the queen, Kim.
No.
Second word. Bocelle.
Courtney, the way you pronounce that, killing it.
Yeah.
B-O-U-C-L-E with an accent over it.
Clearly this is French, right?
Absolutely.
Or is it Spanish?
We're honestly really
good with accents, so we would know.
Okay, listen. When I don't have a clue, I resort to my, you know what I'm going to say.
You think it's a plant of some kind?
It's related to a plant, botany, the growth of a root, the greening of a root, how a flower gets its color when it's transforming. I don't know what the hell this word is.
I'm gonna say it's a bow.
Like a bow you tie or a bow like a beautiful, like a ship?
Or a bow that you shoot.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of different bows.
Bows are so versatile.
I would say a bow that you tie.
Well, you can tie. There's other bows that you can tie. Bows and arrows are beautiful.
Shut up, Chloe. I think for me, to me, a lot of French and like Spanish stuff have to do with the mouth. So I'm going to say mouth. It has something to do with the mouth.
The mouth?
The shape of the mouth.
The shape of water?
She had a bouche look about her and her lips.
Oh, okay. That's, okay. I mean, listen, the it could word, be.
The word means curly.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Her hair was bouche because of the humidity.
And that's one word, and then that's an adjective, and then another one says, refers to both a looped yarn and the resulting fabric woven from this yarn.
I mean, Courtney, maybe if you lean more towards what the bow is made
out
of.
Yeah, what the bow was. Yeah, if you had said like the fabric of a bow, we would have given you a point.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that.
But
how is it said? I wonder. Like, I think we're saying it right, bouche. We're really good with picking
up
about
that. Yeah. But yeah. So
we
once
can
again,
pick up any language like that. We're like,
I like to believe
I was close, but it wasn't.
If you had said fabric,
yeah,
a bouche wig.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, it sounds like a mouth.
No, it doesn't.
Pouch your bouche.
Okay. Oh my god, I think we're
third word. Yomp. Y O M P.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like a fun word to just to say.
Yump. Yeah. Yump. You are so yump.
That is so yump.
Yo, you're about to get yumped.
If it's an action word, maybe like a
this
verb.
This place
but...
is so yump.
You're so yump. Oh my God, so yump.
This is so yump. Like I'm watch having this... a yump day.
It's fun watch to this... say.
Watch this word be something like that's not nice or fruitful or like fun for anybody.
You yomped something like you hit it.
Oh yeah, it does.
Oh.
I think to me it sounds like bounce, like something that bounces.
To me it sounds like a bump that's on your head. He had a yump on his head after he fell and hit his head.
Like a lump.
Yeah, like a lump, except for it's a yump. It's like, oh, that's one heck of a yump on your head there, fella.
He has a yump on his cranium.
He had a size of a yump.
It means to walk or trek laboriously. So very
like you're stomping.
Long yomp.
Speed walking?
No, like the Oregon Trail. They were on a yomp.
Oh, I think that actually sounds familiar. Like
well,
taking a trip.
Not familiar enough, Kim.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of a jaunt. We took a jaunt to the store. Not have they been saying yomp this whole time?
And it says often of soldiers a walk quickly and energetically while carrying a lot of equipment.
Oh, so it does mean to like walk kind of fast.
Yeah, but all you have to be carrying stuff too.
Well, I guess Kim got half a point.
For what?
How?
No,
I
not this.
Bounce.
I'm talking about we're done. We said all the words.
Together.
Oh, yeah.
And she continues.
And that she forgot.
Her
I'm fine
winning...
with that if you forgot.
No, I continue my winning streak of the year. I can't believe I'm so on it.
Boo.
Yeah. Boo.
I never thought that this moment would happen.
There's still plenty of podcasts either. Left this year.
And
I think
I will
we should
stay,
keep
and
score
when we're
anymore.
The last podcast of this year, I'm going to be like, I can't. I'm ready. I'm already writing my acceptance winning speech.
I didn't get to give a winning speech when I won.
There's also a yomp chicken and mushroom fried noodle.
Now I'm hungry.
We should get some. Let's get some after this.
We should. I think that's what I'm going to order now. And in order to do that, we're going to have to say goodbye.
We're going to get that for delivery, some yomp. Yeah. And they will be yomp. They will be taking a yomp when they deliver our food because they're carrying something and coming here from a distance. Yeah,
okay. Hopefully
they'll
the yomp
driving,
GPS but... is correct. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. I'm not in the mood to like get in a fight or argue.
Great.
So I'm just going
to
say
great for you guys to listen to a winner like me.
Yeah. Whatever.
And I'm so happy for you. Right. Continue to buy Glow products.
No, you just ruined it. Anyway, thank you all so much. Love you all. Are you sleeping? Are you eating? Are you driving? It doesn't matter because you're listening to the Cardassum.
They're not listening if they're asleep. Can you listen to something while you're asleep?
Podcast.
I think you can.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have
bye-bye.
A nice yomp.
Bye.
We'll
How
skip.
Do Courtney and Kim not feel intimidated by your groceries? Mm-hmm. By your groceries. I'm not aggressive.
Use it.
Is a bitch. She's a glorious bitch. We could say that.
I'm not a glorious.
Okay. Don't.
I'm sorry. Don't start. Yes, we all love the movie, but I don't need to hear
it. All the way. Stop. I'm sorry. My boyfriend.
Stop. Okay.
All we know is Toro's back.
Stop. You guys are going to start quoting all of Bring It On. Stop.
Go Toro's.
Okay.
We're ready.